The purpose of this recording is to allow you to hypnotically imagine becoming your furry self in an RPG dungeon. Before we begin, please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or if you have medical issues. You will hear the normal, everyday sounds of life around you, but they will not disturb you. In fact, the everyday sounds of life will only cause you to go deeper. If, for any reason, an emergency should occur, as unlikely as that is, your unconscious mind will immediately recognize it and awaken you to a fully alert state so that you can appropriately and effectively respond. As that is unlikely to occur, and knowing that you have the safety mechanism, you can relax and let go, allowing yourself to trust and enjoy this process. Please make sure that any people, pets, parents, partners, or posse will avoid interrupting you. Silence all devices that might draw your attention. When you're ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably in a couch or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and prepare to relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become more powerful. You become more open and receptive to positive good suggestions, and your skills of imagination, visualization, make-believe, and focus increase as well. Let's begin with a deep breath in and a slow breath out. As you listen to this recording, allow everything else to fade away for now. You can allow yourself to think of nothing but the relaxing waters of a fairy fountain, deep in an RPG dungeon, and how it changes you into your furry self, clad in the trappings of an RPG role or class. But for now, imagine yourself deep in an underground stone grotto, soaking in the warm waters of a fairy spring. The waters glow softly and illuminate the walls of the grotto as you can relax and float in restorative healing waters. As you relax in the soothing magical waters, you can see tiny lights like spectral fireflies rise out of the water and float about the cavern. These restorative waters can allow your body and mind to relax deeply and ease all pain and discomfort. Even the mist rising from this soothing bath has restorative powers. With each and every breath you take, you can breathe in the powers of light, kindness, and compassion, and let go of any inner darkness. Perhaps you float peacefully in the deep. Perhaps you recline on a slightly submerged shelf of smooth stone polished by time, but you can allow every muscle in your body to relax deeply. Listen to the sound of water trickling down from magical springs beneath and dripping down from many stalactites. Allow yourself to breathe in the rejuvenating mist and feel your body become pleasantly free of sensation. As you continue to relax deeper, you can begin to feel the healing powers of this fairy spring soothe and comfort your body and mind. You can forget about everything outside of the spring. Attend to nothing but the glowing relaxation that surrounds you. As you breathe in the healing mist and soak up the sacred waters, you can feel an even deeper relaxation and focus to form. Focus can be so interesting to change because sometimes people remember that they have the ability to manipulate what they attend to when they relax. Often people don't become aware of their focus and exercise the mental muscles to expand and shrink focus. The world sometimes hinders the ability to shrink your focus down and forget about everything else for now. That means sometimes you have to actively forget about what you can forget, and remember only what you need to remember. It's okay to take time for yourself, to recharge and relax, so that you are better prepared to face the battles that will come later. Just imagine bathing in the healing mist that floats above the fairy spring. As you breathe in, allow your sinuses to become filled with the most relaxing scent you can imagine or remember. Allow this scent to take you down deeper into soothing comfort and forgetfulness. Feel the warmth of the magical spring flow into your feet, allowing the toes, the arches, the heels, and the ankles to become comfortable, free of discomfort. Allow this healing power to soothe your legs, and allow the shins and calves to grow loose and relax. You can imagine the glowing healing water seep deep into thick muscles of your thighs and glutes, allowing the largest muscles of your body to relax deeply now. You can feel splendid to allow the healing power deep into your belly and lower back, demolishing any stress or unease that may have been stored there. Adventurers do find the fairy springs to be safe and secure. They can allow the healing power to restore the heart and remove any ill effects. This power can awaken any regenerative abilities of the body. Fill your chest and upper back, completely allow any stress or tension to rise from your body like steam rising from the ground after a warm summer rain. Feel the healing power soothe the muscles in your shoulders, biceps, triceps, forearms, hands, and fingers. Feel it flow up into your neck, up into your head, across your scalp, and over your face. Allow the healing deep into your mind, deep into the places where the mind and body connect. Your hormones, your diet, your sleep, your habits. Allow the healing waters to soothe and adjust on a deep, profound level. It can be fun to count the water drops as they trickle down to stalactites and into healing pools of sacred waters. Each drop counted can allow you to go deeper into trance, deeper into relaxation, deeper into focused peace, deeper into this vivid daydream. Starting with the count of five, as the healing mist condenses onto stalactite and forms a drop that slowly drips down, flowing over the smooth lumps and paths of the stalactite before plunging down deep into a pool of soothing relaxation. 4. The next drop flows quickly down, doing nothing but going down deeper into the healing depths. 3. You can watch the next drop flow downwards, deeper into the peaceful pool. You can relax and forget. 2. It feels so relaxing just to zone out and relax your focus on the drop sliding down the stalactite, falling gently down into peaceful waters. 1. Doesn't it feel wonderful to relax your entire being and allow yourself to become your furry self as an adventurer? And 0 is deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Deep sleep. Allow yourself to become your furry self. See yourself as a creature or animal person. Feel the feathers, the fur, scales. Perhaps feel your tail and snoot. As you rise from the Healy Fairy Fountain, you notice your gear and armor set out for you. Perhaps it is the long, flowing robes of a mage or wizard. Perhaps it is the shining armor of a knight or paladin. Perhaps it is the leather and furs of a barbarian or beastmaster. Perhaps it is gear unique to you. Putting the gear on, you may notice your body shift and grow to fit the gear, making you a fully powered up adventurer. You may also pick up your weapon and bag of holding. Exiting the fairy spring, you notice an old shield, polished up to be reflective like a mirror. You can take a moment to see yourself from all sides. As your furry self as an adventurer, you can feel any talents or feats you might have. As your job or class, imbue your being with power. Take a few moments now to practice your new skills and really anchor the sensation of radiant power filling your being. After leaving the fairy fountain, you meet up with your adventuring party. Perhaps one is a rogue fox under a thick hood, excellent at detecting traps and picking locks. Perhaps another is a bison druid, wearing the trappings of a protector of nature, and mostly protected by the spell of stone skin. Perhaps another is a noble lion knight in shining armor, carrying a heavy shield. Perhaps another is a heavily muscled bear warrior ready to bash in monster skulls with a massive club. Perhaps your adventuring party has different adventurers just right for you. They are all glad you have been revived and give you cheers and hugs when you emerge from the fairy spring. The underground labyrinth you find yourself in contains many rooms and puzzles. You face tests of air, fire, water, and earth. You solve puzzles involving knowledge of math, science, and mysticism. Soon, your party encounters a slime creature that threatens to absorb and devour your entire party. Which among you and your companions gets the first hit? Who gets injured, and who heals them? Does anyone in your party use magic in an unusual way to destroy the slime? Or does one of your mighty warriors land a decisive blow? The slime poofs in a large cloud of smoke, and a large treasure chest appears where it once was. It contains loot and treasure for everyone in your party. It also contains a small magical potion, just for you, that must be taken immediately. Your subconscious can tell you what the potion does and for how long. Allow yourself to feel the power and freedom this potion bestows upon you. Allow yourself to feel wonderful. Going further in the labyrinth, you encounter a vast maze. The stone walls contain many hidden passageways that a rogue or thief may discover. Perhaps you battle many lesser aggressive creatures like demon rats or snakes, or even vampire bunnies. But your adventuring party always pulls through. Your party enters a large hall lit by torches. At the center of this hall is a massive monster. You encounter an evil miniature apparition. The ground shakes as they stomp their hooves. Their muscles bulge and ripple as they move. Which among you and your companions get the first hit on the miniature apparition? Who gets injured and who heals them? Does anything else interesting happen during the battle? And which of your party members hit the final blow? The evil monitor poofs into a big cloud of smoke, and a large treasure chest appears where it once was. It contains loot and treasure for everyone in your party. And this chest also contains a small magical potion that must be taken immediately. Your subconscious can tell you what the potion does and for how long. Allow yourself to feel the power and freedom this potion bestows upon you. Allow yourself to feel wonderful. The last stretch of the labyrinth is dark and ominous. The battles are harder than ever before, and your party really pushes itself to the limit. Every person in your group uses their special skills to power through the dungeon. Just when you think you can't go on, you encounter the final boss of the dungeon, a massive dragon sitting on a hoard of treasures. The dragon spots your party instantly and lunges to attack. With its maw full of pearly white knives, a nostrils flared with pillars of smoke rising from them. Which among you and your companions get the first hit? Who gets injured and who heals them? Does anything interesting happen during the battle? How do you defend against the dragon's fire breath as it lights up the hall full of treasures? Which among you spots the dragon's weakness, and who exploits the weakness? Which of your party members hit the final blow? The evil dragon poofs into a massive cloud of smoke, and a large treasure chest appears where it once was, on top of piles of treasure for everyone in your party. It also contains a large magical potion that must be taken immediately. Your subconscious can tell you what the potion does, and if it's permanent. Allow yourself to feel the power and freedom this potion bestows upon you. Allow yourself to feel wonderful. As you reach the end of your quest, what does your party do to celebrate? You may find yourself and your companions being sung about by the local bards. What do you do if you're sure of the treasure? Does your adventuring party stay together, or do you break up? Do you stay in contact with your party, or form more intimate bonds? Do you continue to adventure, and how does your furry self grow as an adventurer? Take a few moments now to recall the experience in greater detail. In your own preferred way, allow your imagination to guide yourself towards a pleasurable experience. Thank you. In a few moments, I will count upwards from 0 to 5, bringing you up and out of the state of hypnosis, feeling refreshed as if you've just awakened from a long nap. 0, taking a few moments to lock in all the positive benefits of the session. Perhaps even taking a moment to give yourself a few good suggestions. 1, closing the doorway to the subconscious mind to block out all negatives, negative thoughts, places, memories, or people. 2, starting to come up and out of hypnosis, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, now completely human in body and mind. All unwanted lingering suggestions fade away completely. 3, allowing the world around you to return. 4, eyes crystal clear. And 5, eyes open wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open wide awake. I hope you enjoyed this recording. Listen to it again in the future to strengthen the suggestions and to go even deeper next time. For more furry hypnosis, check out hypnobeast.com, tell your friends, and support me on Patreon. Thank you.